Hey everyone, Tim Villegas here. For this edition of the Weekly-ish, I'm outside in my backyard. It is a couple days before Christmas, and a lot of you are, I know, off for the rest of the school year. And so, normally I like to script out what I want to say, but today I just want to hang out with you and talk about goals, dreams, and plans for next year. I don't know if you had any time to reflect on what your goals are for next year, but I wanted to share a little bit about what we wanted to do. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for reading, for watching, whatever it is that you do. We can't do any of this without you. And I wanted to talk with you a little bit about goals. So hopefully you've had some time. I've got some wind here. Hold on. Hopefully you will have some time to reflect on 2021 and how you would love to improve yourself as a human being or an educator. Or a family member. And so I just want to encourage you to take some time to do that if you can before the end of the year. This was always one of my favorite times of the year because as a teacher, because I was able to take that time to reflect and to think about goals. And one of the goals that we want to do for next year for Think Inclusive, for MCIE, is to really hear more from you about your stories of inclusive education. If you've got a story about inclusive education that you want to share with us so that we can share our network and everyone, all of our listeners, readers, subscribers, you can always reach out. My email is tvillegas@mcie.org, or you can always message us via social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is. We want to hear your story and we want to share that with everyone else. One of the things that I realized this year, especially, was that we already know how to include students with disabilities in general education. We know how to create systems change in school districts. What we're missing a lot of is the stories of why inclusive education is important to you as an educator, or why inclusion was important to you as a student. And I've been reflecting about this a lot because we've been preparing for the Best of Think Inclusive podcast episode, Volume 2. And going over some of the old interviews that I had with some people, it just reminded me that, you know, Think Inclusive has almost been around for 10 years. It'll be 10 years in February. And we're still talking about the same stuff. And we've been talking about that we need a different system for years, for 10, 20, 30 years. But what we need to be sharing is the stories and the success stories. So that's my call to you this year. And my goal is to find your stories so that we can share them with more people. So I hope everyone has a fantastic end of the year. Happy holidays. Enjoy some time to reflect. And we'll see you in 2022.